Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, preaching. 'Tis Divine Mercy Sunday, and the title of my preaching is Living the Resurrection. The Gospel is from John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was also called the Twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out and put your hand in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Why didn't Thomas believe? Well, I want to give him a break and look at this scene a bit more closely, you know, because all of his friends see the risen Lord. But a week later, they're still locked in that room. Jesus had sent them out. Remember, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." So what are they still doing in that room, locked away? Seems they're still afraid of the Jews. I'm thinking that the transformation that came over them, and it had to be huge, given how Peter is preaching and healing people in the temple, you know. But it must have come slowly. And it didn't come for that first week. Because if Thomas was living with people whose lives were really transformed, if Peter was already out there healing people in the temple in that first week, Thomas would have believed. Because there would have been no other explanation for how transformed everyone was. And that's what I think is really important for us. This scripture was written so that we may believe, so that we may go out and be sent like Jesus to proclaim it to others. But are we living the resurrection in a way that is so profound that others say, well, something about that must be true. You can't be that joy-filled. You can't be that kind. You can't be that loving unless there's something going on here. And I'd like that same something going on in my own life. Are we living the resurrection in a way that speaks of how profound it is? Or are we still hiding in that room, locked away for fear of something? We live that way. We live in fear. The world will keep doubting like Thomas does. We go out and live that resurrection. There'll be no more doubters. They'll see it's true in us, and they will believe. Let's go out and live this resurrection and make this Easter miracle happen wherever we are today.